Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Welcome to our Morning at the Mansion show. And we are here live this morning at the Mansions on Park Row, here at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, Texas, 76013. So we'd just like to say good morning, everyone, and thanks for listening this morning to all of our listeners. And we're just so excited about today, because once again, it is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. So I'm really glad about it, that the Lord has woke us up this morning, that we would have another opportunity to be all that we can be for this day. And I just encourage everyone to just kind of like have that total transition in your heart and just kind of walk it out today in love and just, you know, be a blessing to someone today and encourage yourself today and just enjoy the day today. So we're just excited to be here today. The weather is absolutely beautiful here in Pantego this morning. And I am Marlo Mosey, your host, and here this morning with my amazing co-host, Anthony Michelle. Yes, so good morning, Anthony. So I know that you're kind of a little bit under the weather today, but we're going to make it through. We're going to just pray that, you know, that's it. So I just, I'm so excited. We had an incredible weekend. We anticipated. We anticipated our white affair, and I just would like to send shouts out to everyone that totally just came out and supported us in a spirit of celebration.
Yes.
And it was so amazing to see all the wonderful people. And we had Mr. Carl Snoot, which was our saxophone player. Amazing, amazing during our dinner time. And on the dinner, I mean, we had raving reviews with Anointed Creations with Miss Fairy D. Robinson and her staff. And that was amazing. And our incredible photographer, Mr. Will.
Yes, indeed.
Amazing. Can't wait to have the pictures up. So feel free to go on to our Mansion on Park Row website.com and check out some of the new looks that we had. And, of course, we had about 15 to 20 women here in the Anthony Michelle collection. Okay. So that was amazing. And you were so busy over the last couple of months, you know.
Yes,
so that's probably got a lot to do with what's going on. So we go lay hands today.
Yes,
and just thank God for your diligence and how you, you know, came out on the other side. So we just thank you, Anthony, for all your wonderful looks and how you make us look, you know, beautiful. And you totally transition us, you know. So I'm just excited about that. But we had some incredible time here. We had a great DJ here, and we're just going to have a Saba day today, because she did the fat thing this weekend.
Girl.
Just amazing psalmist, songstress. I mean, so sultry, but yet powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful in that music industry. So we just want to say good morning, Asaba, and we're just so glad that you are part of our family here at the Mansion on Park Row. So, and of course, you know, we'll talk about a little bit later today, and we have an incredible topic today. So we're just so excited. So anything you want to say this morning to kick off this morning, Anthony, to our listeners?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning. And I'm looking forward to getting into this word. This is going to be really juicy.
It really is.
Yes,
it really
indeed is. So, I just want to say, hey, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
And with this topic, we don't want to, you know, have no disrespect to the men today, but we are going to kind of go in and teach our women, you know, how to be all they can be, and then that would make any man smile. Okay? So we're looking for our callers to call in this morning, and our call-in number is 646-668. 2247. That's 646-668-2247. So callers, feel free to call in. And, you know, to our listeners, just, you know, kind of ride with us. And we kind of posted where we're coming from this morning. And our amazing topic today is the virtuous woman mindset.
Yes.
That's amazing. And, you know, a lot of women kind of struggle in that area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to be a present help today for the women, you know, to be able to just excel and be all that they can be. So we're going to go to our first commercial this morning, and we're going to just listen to Sweet Asaba and just listen to her unexpected song. So we'll be right back.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
this morning. And once again, we'd just like to thank the Lord for just, you know, touching us with his finger of love today and just waking up, seeing a beautiful day. It's going to be, I think, like 85 degrees today here in the Metroplex. So I'd like to say good morning to the DFW, okay, to everybody that's here and to all the mansion women here. Just want to send a shout out to everyone on this complex today and just to edify one another and just to, you know, be encouraged today and just be that virtuous woman that you're called to be. So we're going to get into it, and we're going to come from the book of Proverbs. And I love Proverbs.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, from the 1 to the 31, I love it. Okay? It's amazing. But we're just going to talk about elevating ourselves in that virtuous woman's mindset and how we can do that and not make it such a struggle, you know, because life is full of surprises.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's full of stuff that, you know, you don't see coming, and some of the stuff you do see coming, you know. But it teaches us how to prepare, and how, I love one of the terms in here, how to gird up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? It teaches us how to gird up every day and come into that place of that supernatural mindset, too, but a virtuous woman. And that we're going to kind of go for the word virtuous. Because a lot of people are like, what does that mean? You know.
Break it down.
Yeah, so yeah. Virtuous is just the simplicity of that is just strength, efficiency, and ability.
Good.
Okay? So with that, those components, you know, it's just amazing how you can just step into that. You know, because a lot of women struggle just with, you know, the mindset, and I believe that everything starts in the mind.
Everything. Yes.
You know, even considering our verbiage, our health, our everything, mm-hmm. our relations. You know, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, it's all in the mindset. You know, I just was thinking about this morning how I was able to minister to my younger daughter this weekend because she lives, you know, out of town, and she came in for the event, and I was so excited about that, but she was asking me, you know, like, Mom, how do you do those things? How do you just, like, not, you know, with that emotional place? Because as women, we are emotional creatures, you know, because everything we carry on our hearts, you know, and just being able to just stay within yourself and not allow other people to just have you all over the place. You know, because people tend to do that, but only if you allow them to, you know. And just talking to her and ministering to her about lining up with herself on that cross, on that parallel portion, because when you look at the cross, period, the parallel is the longest part, which is you and God, and the horizontal is the shortest part, which is you and people. So just stay long and tall. Okay. That way, you know that you are lined up with God, you know, and everything else just, it happens, but you just kind of watch it happen around you, doesn't pull you in, you know. So that's that strength, efficiency, and ability part, you know. And we're just going to go into the meat of our word today and talk about how to, and encourage women, how to be virtuous, but not only be virtuous, but how to stay virtuous.
Yes.
Okay? So we're going to come from Proverbs 31 and 10 today.
Yeah.
Now, I love the way the Lord started this one off, because if this don't make a woman feel like, bam,
right.
Okay, I don't know what else will, just the beginning of this, where it says in 10, who can find a virtuous woman? That is the question that God asked. So hello, men. Who?
Okay.
Who can find a virtuous woman? You know, and it says that, for her price is far above rubies. And some of the translations, it's far more than diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's bam.
Yeah.
Just that all by itself. Hello, ladies. Okay? So with the Lord telling us that we're already of strength and we're already women of efficiency and ability, and then he tells us that we're diamonds and rubies. Okay? This is what the word of the Lord said, okay, that we are. So I guess that's why me personally, I always try to relate to things in a personal place, because my experience in life is sometimes we kind of go through and we don't feel that worse.
Yeah.
We feel less than
because
people have made us feel that way. But then again, people can only make you feel like that if you allow them to.
Yeah, if you accept it.
Yes.
And
right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you had those type of struggles?
Oh, yeah.
in your life before, as just as speaking as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Oh, yeah, it's like a constant, you know, people, the judgments or the, how they want you to, they want to mold you in the image that they have in their mind that you should do, be, or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to have liberty and freedom and just, and then self-discovery, learning and understanding who you are and accepting and loving you just the way that you are. And I think that over time came with, I thought that it was from the outside in instead of from the inside out.
That's it.
So when you have an understanding of the love first for oneself, but sometimes you don't have that when it, you don't have an understanding of how, basically how powerful or how loved you really are.
That's right.
And getting into the Word helped me to understand that my God loves me so much that. And so when it came to a son, there were, you know, if I was the only one,
that's
he
right.
would still do all of those things for me. And so when I began to start loving myself, I started seeing myself through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So then that, it was a constant feeding myself that I am this, I am that. My father says I'm this.
Right.
And so, you know, that's how that.
So you went to a place of, like we always tell people, but mainly our women today, encourage yourself. You know, sometimes you have to get in the mirror and talk to you, you know, and say, hey, listen, Anthony, to yourself, self, you're amazing, you know, and then just, you know, when you resonate in the Word and you go to the Word, and Proverbs 10, 31 and 10 says that we are far more. God said that. So it's all about what we believe, you know. So we're going to conclude and try to get past this, just this one. Scripture today, but he says that we are far, her price is far above, wow, rubies and or diamonds, just depending on the translation that you're reading. And 11 reads that the heart of her husband doeth safely, trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. So I kind of went a little deeper in that, and that no spoil is full confidence. Okay. And the reason that her husband can have that in her, because she has that in herself.
Girl.
Okay. That is why, you know. And being confident, and that's what it says. It's full confidence. And when you are confident like that, no man or anybody, other one man or person, can make you feel any less than where it says we're far more.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just encourage every woman today that if you don't feel virtuous, get into your Proverbs 31. And if you have to read that every day. Now, we always say that Proverbs is a great book to read every day because you have 31 chapters, and it's most months have 31 months. I mean, 31 days, and in the 31, you can read from 1 to 31. And it's just a book of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, you know. And when you read that and you allow the Lord to come in, you have that revelation knowledge. And that's that supernatural place, you know, where people can flow and have the confidence and the knowing. Because the Word, as I read it in this Word, a lot, I hear the Lord tell us, for we know.
See?
And I'm like, huh? Well, hello. But we do, because he puts that in us. He gives us that knowing that we know that we're far more. And if you don't know, I'm going to encourage you to know today. You know, really know who you are. Because even if you don't know what your purpose is, really, just know that you're far more than rubies. Mm-hmm. Just know that. And then just know that you are, whatever your translations you read, mm-hmm. whatever jewel that you
that's
read,
that's
you're
that's
far more than that. You know, but man and woman,
mm-hmm.
we put emphasis on things like diamonds and rubies.
We do.
Because as women, we'd be like wanting the biggest diamond. But we already the biggest diamond.
Right.
Okay? That's what God says. But we do. I mean, and we all like the bling bling.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yes.
Okay. We do. But if we know that we're the bling.
Oh, honey.
Right?
See?
Look what he says
yeah.
right here. He
yeah.
says that. And I'm not trying to change the translation, but that's my revelation.
That's it.
Is that we are the bling, okay, in the world today. And we've been that. So for all of us that don't know it, I'm going to need you to know it.
Yes.
So today, I am here today to blow the fresh wind of the virtuous on you. Okay? So that is what Anthony and I are doing today, and we're just loving it, doing it, and we're blowing it back and forth on each other, and I'm just like trying to hold my feet. Okay? Yes. So, and we haven't even made it past two verses yet. So y'all put your seatbelts on, okay? So we are just going to go to our amazing commercial, and we're going to hear Asaba throughout the day. We just encourage everyone to go on iTunes and look up Asaba, and I tell you, you will not, you will be really excitingly happy that you, you know, and purchase her music because she's just so worth that. She's far more.
Yes.
Okay? She really is. So her Sweet Escape, and we'll be right back.
I just see the best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know. Streets of my mind.
welcome back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. This is an incredible day, and we are already in the meat of this amazing topic of virtuous women, okay, and the virtuous woman's mindset, you know, because as we were talking earlier, it is all about the mindset, you know, and shifting yourselves into that place. So we just encourage our callers to feel free to call in, and our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. So we're going to do our very best to go deeper into this study and be mindful that this will be a twofold portion, okay? Maybe three, just depending on what God says. Okay, so we are going to go to verse, I believe that is 12, where it says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. And I believe that in this portion where it talks about the flax, in those days, you know, because people, you know, we have a, you know, we're like so far advanced, you know, now. But in those days, they really did work with their hands. And we still do today, but it is totally different, you know. And the flax, it is used as a forming of articles of clothing, such as making girdles and cords and bands. So even though we've, referenced an amazing technology, we have machines and stuff that do that. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine, these women did this, you know, and in this it says that, it says here that she seeketh. So she was looking for work. You know, she was seeking the wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. I mean, just be excited to work, you know. Was excited about what she had to produce, you know, and I'm just going to need us to be excited about what we produce, you know, whether it be at work behind the desk, whether it be as a mother, you know, because we have a lot of mothers that are, you know, homemakers, you know, at home moms, and we have women that are in the marketplace, such as ourselves, you know, and then we have women in the workplace. So, you know, I just encourage you, whatever you're called to do, that is your skill, you know, and just, you know, whatever your hands touch, you know, that the Lord would bless it, you know, and just, you know what I'm saying, and to be that virtuous, you know, do it in strength and do it in with all your ability and be totally efficient, self-sufficient, you know. In that, so, you know, just women, I'm telling you, once you, you know, transition your mind to that place of being all that you can be as a woman and being that virtuous woman, you know, it's totally effortless. You know, once, and I love the part where it gets into the meat about when we wake up and how we, you know, it's a divine direction for us every day to wake up like this and do this, and, you know, and if we just kind of get into that and ask the Lord to just reveal those things to us and in the way he wants us in our order of the days to come, because it says here for the rest of her life, I believe that's what it says. It says that she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. So that's like nowadays we goes to the store. Okay, but then they had to till the land, you know, they would walk miles to go and, you know, get their food. And I mean, I know they, you know, slaughtered the beast then, but they did a lot of fishing, you know, they had a lot of, you know, and eating off the land and potatoes. And these women would really, really do that. So, you know, just, you know, be encouraged today, as and nowadays we complain a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
We do. We complain a lot, you know, like after work, I'm tired, I don't want to do this or do that, or it's, you know, we're so blessed.
Yeah. And that is to a mindset, because once you keep telling yourself that, then that's what you will experience and that's what you'll be. So I think switching up your mindset as you're on your way home, start telling, you know what, I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm. So for me, like, just like when you're sitting in a church service, and take time to have some type of expectation. Well, I'm expecting something, to get mm-hmm. something. Every time I go, I expect to hear a word from God. I expect him to minister to me specifically in a specific area. And I always find it so profound, so awesome how God is able to minister one word and everybody gets something different. We're all listening to the same thing, but, you know, you can apply that word to whatever you need. And I think that as we're going through the virtuous woman, mm-hmm. he is giving you a blueprint, mm-hmm. like I said, so to speak, to this is what I experience in my daily life. This is what I choose for my life. So I'm going to start speaking that in my life. So as you're coming home, well, you know what? This is what I'm able to do for my family. This, whatever it is that you desire or how you want your life to be or experience in your life, I really believe that constant speaking that, or we always talk about speaking those things into existence.
Yes, yes.
And or, you know, a lot of times you hear fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Or
Don't do that.
But, I mean, there's no faking too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, it is a form of faith too. Because sometimes, like I said, we get caught up emotionally.
We do.
And sometimes you got to take the emotion out of it. And sometimes some of the things that you read, you know, you really don't feel it or you're not really experiencing it at that time. But eventually, just like when you come into a mindset or a thought process, it's usually something either you've experienced or something somebody is telling you or what you've been listening to. So why not listen to what God
That's
has
right.
to say?
That's right. That's right.
Why not mimic that? Why not, you know, walk that out and say, okay, well, this is what I choose to experience in my life, so this is what I'm going to start modeling my life after and or, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, and it is a mindset
mm-hmm.
when you can do that, you know, but you have to get in that place of gratefulness. You know, this kind
yeah.
of goes hand in hand, and just understanding how blessed we are. And not only that, it's really not about us. Because as women, you know, we are just, the Lord has designed us as nurturers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have children, you know, in that, you know, exemplatory place, you know, we have to teach our girls, when you have girls, that to how to be virtuous women. And if they see us walking it out, we're that model. They're going to
mm-hmm.
be that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, want our children to do even greater things.
Yeah.
Than we do. And then with our boys, you teach them how to know what a virtuous woman is. How this is, because when he sees that with his mother, he's going to, like, not take no wood nickels.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, and when they don't know that, they have these women that come in their lives that pull so much on them. Men, you know, can feel like they're failures or fail, and then they
mm-hmm.
go to this place, and depression sets in, and then people try to say you bipolar, tripolar, quadrupolar. Okay, and I noticed that even in our men today, you know, they struggle so much
yeah.
with that, but it's nothing but the enemy, you know, in their mindset, because
mm-hmm.
they've already been shifted. So we have to kind of reshift.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given us that full authority
yeah.
in the land to do that, because he tells us about our worth in the beginning, that we're far more. And when you kind of go up from 1 to 9, it talks about how that Mormon is preparing, that man has been prepared. So the mother
yeah.
before that
mm-hmm.
has taught her son, who is now the man, how to seek this woman.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
how. Okay, that's just amazing when you get into that. So I just encourage our virtuous women today
mm-hmm.
to not only be virtuous but to stay virtuous
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times the enemy comes to snuff out our fires.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. But be mindful that he can only do that if we allow him to, you know. And I believe that the enemy knew that he was in trouble when I got that revelation.
What?
What? That's so powerful.
Yeah.
But it's also simple, you know, to say, well, dang it, I'm not going to be able to get no more of her life. Absolutely not, you're not.
Right.
Because I found out that you can only get it if I give it to you,
yeah.
You know, and that's knowledge. And that's why the book of Proverbs is so great to get into every day, to just make the time, and considerably this being your fruit,
yes.
You know, and it talks about the fruit in here.
Yes.
On the 31. So we're going to continue. Okay, and I'm kind of like having a hard time keeping up, but I'm going to keep up, y'all. And verse 15, it says, she riseth also while it is yet night. Now, hello. So women, when you have those 4 a.m. wake-ups and you don't know why you can't go back to sleepeth, it is because the Lord is knocking on your heart.
Yeah.
You know, he has something to say. And especially if you're in day two and you wake up and you're like, I can't go back to sleep.
Is that good morning?
Yes. And then day three, that's a wrap. You already know. So you might as well just wake it on up.
Yeah.
Well, you're already awake. Just go ahead and get up and get into that morning fruit.
Yes.
With him and get your orders for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And let him fill your cup.
Goodness.
You know? And just, and he does that because he loves us so much. Because he already knows what's ahead for us for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to get us ready and fill us up so that no hurt, harm, or danger can harm us. So I just can't stress that enough today and encourage our listeners, you know, to be virtuous, you know, and wake up being that and know that you're far more. Because that's just laying on me today, you know, that we are far more than rubies and diamonds and all of that, you know. And when you know that, you are so powerful, unstoppable, unmovable, you know, no matter how hard the wind blows, you know. And that's when you know that you are standing on the rock.
Yeah. This is nothing more dangerous in the enemy to the enemies or in the enemy's camp is a woman that knows who she is in Christ.
That's it.
That, I mean, man.
Yes. That's so true.
Slay dragons and slay the giants, whatever.
That's
you know what I'm saying? You're able to do that not only for yourself, your household. I mean, you set the tone and everything for your household. You have, you know, your husband's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, like I said, you know, a happy wife, a happy life.
That's true.
Yes, and I believe that
that's
is
true.
Yeah.
And you know what, even through the whole book of Proverbs, it talks about, you know, a man being in the house with this kind of woman, or if you're in the house with that kind of woman, you want to be on the rooftop, you know. And all of that, it just talks to not only women, but it talks to men, and it just talks to us and it ministers to us about how to just love on each other and how to be there for each other. And, you know, I just encourage, you know, our listeners today to just know that, you know, what God has for you is for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else, you know. And he gives us this in the Bible. My dad used to always say, this is a book of instruction before leaving earth.
Yeah.
Okay? So get into your book of instruction and hear what God has to say concerning you and your life and what his plan is. Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11, you know, the plans he has for us are to prosper us and not harm us. And, you know, I mean, that is so much love that we have a dad that, you know, loves us far more than our, you know, natural fathers.
Yeah.
You know, they love us, amazingly love us.
Yeah.
But that supernatural love.
My boss.
Yeah. It's
all
supernatural. Yeah.
Oh,
you know what, for real, my daddy ain't never told me I was more than a groovy.
Right. Yes, maybe.
He never told me that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I even encourage the fathers, please tell your daughters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And not only just tell them, but make them know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes us incredible women. Now, my dad did an incredible job. I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm just saying that, you know, in that specific, and he did tell me that I was an incredible person and a dynamic woman, but not that line upon line, far more.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm telling you, girl, it's just amazing when you hear the Lord himself tell you personally.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a personal relationship.
It really is.
Yes. It's a personal relationship. And just to hear God speaking to you, it's nothing like it. It is unspeakable. It really is. So women, feel free to call in and kind of chime in with us on this dynamic topic today of virtuous women. And normally we talk about this at the end of the show, but I'm just going to roll in with it. And feel free to write and correspond with us, because, you know, I know a lot of people aren't comfortable going on live on the radio and all that. So feel free to write us at Mornings at the Mansion at 2700 West Park Road Drive. That's here in Panteo, Texas, 76013. So I just wanted to put that in there. And we are going to continue in Scripture today. And 16 says, "She considereth a field and buyeth it." Ooh, buyeth it. She buyeth it, and with the fruit of her hands she planted a vineyard. Now that's enough said right there.
There it is.
Because I was listening to Pastor Jake's talk this morning about if you have seed, which is our fruit, and the soil is no good. Man, I don't know what else to say after that. And the soil is no good, then you realistically will not have a great vineyard or the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to consider that. That's why it says here she considereth, which means she's looking at it. She's checking it out.
That's right.
Man.
To make sure that ground is
yes. She's checking it out. And then when she knows it's right, she buys it.
Yes.
Okay. So, ladies.
Yes.
Consider it. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And don't hesitate to buy this.
Yes.
Because that's what the word says.
Yes.
You know, that's why it's so important. And, you know, and like a lot of my verbiage is always about possessing the land and knowing what your calling is, you know, and having the eye to, got the eyes on it. The eye is on the considerate.
Yes.
To buy this.
Yes.
Okay? I've already purchased it in the supernatural. We're just waiting on it to manifest in the natural. And it will, you know, because we bring it on in. So, you know, the word is encouraging us here. And it's telling us, consider it. And then when you consider it and you check it out and you know it's right, buy it.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am. God said that. So, yeah. So he's going to make the provision for us to do that, right? And do it in, you know, with great zeal, you know. So I just encourage our women to be encouraged and be virtuous, you know, and be a woman of strength, because we're mighty, mighty warriors in the land today, you know, and the enemy trembles when he sees us coming or when our feet hit the floor in the morning.
Yep.
You know? So I'm just excited about that. But let's see what 17 has to say. Now, this right here is amazing because it says that she girdeth her loins with strength. So that's being virtuous. And she strengthens her arms. And when they talk about the girded part, that means that she's getting prepared. In the mornings when you get up and your feet hit the floor and you get to that place, and before you walk out of your door, you have to gird yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that word means getting prepared physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord is telling us here, she girdeth her loins, which means her countenance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everything about her, she's getting it together before she goes out so that she can be all she can be and be strengthened and efficient, just like it says here in the virtuous portion, and have the ability to do so.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So, and it talks about the strength of the woman here and to know how powerful we really are, you know. So I just encourage every woman just to know who you are and know your power, know your strength, and walk in it and walk it out each and every day. And in 18, it says she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. Now, that's amazing.
Wow.
Because while you sleep, mm-hmm. God is working on your behalf.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
He's working on your behalf because what you have produced is good. Because that's what it's saying
yes.
here. It's
mm-hmm.
good, you know, and that's why we have to not stress. Because once we are those women of strength and efficiency and
mm-hmm.
have that ability and we walk it out every day, because you just have to know that, of course, you know, we plan and have preparation
okay.
and all that, but we only get this one day at a time. And, you know, we put our all in all into this
that's
day.
Good. That's good.
You know, and know that we've done all we can do, and then once we lay it down at night, to know that our light candle does not go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that our fire is still burning. That's why sometimes
mm-hmm.
you can wake up and, you know, and not depend so much on man and our paychecks. And we thank God for them. We thank
yeah.
God for working and
mm-hmm.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
But those are just our resources.
Yes.
You know, and know that God is the source of who we are, how he created us, and how we can walk this out and be confident,
yeah.
ma'am,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that he has taken care of us and we can take
thank
care of our
Jesus.
Families,
yes.
you know, and in the direction, because we know it's the man that, and we all need each other in that aspect, how we have the rhythm,
oh, yeah.
you know, a man and a husband and wife and children. It's all a rhythm in the house, like you were talking about
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we set the tone,
yes.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I always say when I go home in the evenings, I probably be like, I wish she would go back. To where she came it from, okay, because I go in and if the house is out of order, hello, before we lay it down, this house has to be in order, you know, and I know they'd be like, oh, my goodness, but then if you know that, get it in order, you know, and no disrespect to anyone, but we have to do this.
But you're walking out, you're virtuous, you're walking that out, so it should be expected.
Yes.
So it should not be, like, it's not a surprise, you know, that you come in and, again, you set the tone. This is how my house is running.
Yeah.
And this strength and this.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing in order. And that's it.
That's it. That's so true.
Yeah.
So true. But that's just amazing, you know, to be encouraged by the word and to hear the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
As he flows in our hearts, how to, you know, do that. And you know the direction of it is, you know, wake up early. When you go to bed at night, your work is good. Know that this, you know, he's just ministering to us, you know. So I just encourage the women today, you know, in that place, if you are struggling, you know, in the aspect of, you know, elevating your mind and then your heart, everything follows. And you want it to be lined up like we talked about the cross earlier. Just look at that, you know, say, hey, am I lined up today? You know, because when you do that, God is going to pour, he's going to rain on you, and he's going to give you those strengths and reiterate to you, hey, you're far more than.
Mm-hmm.
Today, remember that.
Yeah.
You know.
And expect it from him.
Yes.
Expect that. Yes. He loves you just so much. Yes.
It's just so incredible, though. But we're going to go to commercial and hear another amazing song from Asaba, and just be encouraged as she talks to us through her foolish. We'll be right back. Show here at the Mansions on Park Row. That's 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, Texas, 76013. And I am just so excited for the Word of the Virtuous Woman's Mindset today. And we will continue with part two on that on this coming week and just kind of get into the more of the meat of that. So we kind of want to roll into our mansion calendar for the month of May. And be mindful of our new wine event that we do the first Friday of every month. And this coming month of May, it'll be May 6th, and that's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's our inspiration and empowerment group. So women and men, this is for anyone that wants to be inspired and empowered. So feel free to come out to this event. It's an amazing time of getting deeper into what the Lord has to say concerning us, whether it be family, spirit, finances, just whatever, you know, and to be able to put those things on the table in a place where people really genuinely support each other, you know. So we just, it's an amazing time for us. So feel free to come out and be a part of that amazing event, and we have other different events we do, but we're trying to kind of sort those out with everything coming up on us so fast. So we will be making those announcements here soon, but just want to kind of elaborate a little bit on our white affair and how amazing that was. Such a sultry evening with sultry, beautiful people. Just a celebration.
So awesome.
It really was. It was so incredible.
We had a good time.
We did.
We were just dancing and just fellowshipping. And yeah. We had a soul train.
Yes, we did. But you know what's so amazing about that? It was the same day of the Passover as well. So, you know, we had a lot to celebrate, you know, in the natural and in the supernatural, you know, place of who we are, you know, as men and women of God, you know. And it was such a great balance there. And just enjoying the food, and the people were just amazing. Mm-hmm. So I just love doing life, you know, and I love doing life with you all, okay? also, and speaking of that, we have, and it'll be October the 22nd, 2016, we will have a red carpet affair. And this will be even more amazing because there will be a fashion show, live entertainment. So this is going to be amazing, and we will be talking about this, and we'll have another Eventbrite affair for people to go online and purchase their tickets like before. And it'll just be a great time, you know, as we get into the fall of this year. So the Lord has some amazing things that he is doing in the atmosphere here at the mansion. We are setting the stage for our new Mansions magazine. Stay tuned for our pre-launch that we're going to announce here pretty soon. For business owners, spiritual leaders, anyone that wants to have exposure and coverage in the magazine to come out to the pre-launch, because it will be amazing prices set for that one time only, and just to however you guys want to do it. And also, speaking of magazines, feel free to go on to Barnes & Noble and Walmart and pick up your Encore Spring magazine, Encore HD, where the mansion on Park Row is center stage. And we're just so thankful to the Lord for the open doors for displaying us on that national plate, okay, for the world. And we thank him for all the things to come. We have lots of things in store, a lot of them we can't talk about right now, but we will be able to talk about. So I just thank the Lord for Auntie Michelle and this amazing co-host, but she's also this great woman of fashion and the creativity and behind the scenes with this morning's show and how she brings it all together, you know. And I just thank God for you, Auntie. You're just so amazing. You're an incredible sister, and we're sisterpreneurs. we are queendom and all of those things that God has called us to be for such a time as this. So we have lots of things going on here that are to come to announce. And I would also like to highlight to our listeners and everyone, not only are we doing publications for the magazine, but we're also taking apps, so feel for our radio commercial spots. So if you are in need of advertising your business and you would love the assistance from the Mornings at Your Mansion show, we feel free to go on to the Mansions on Park Row at yahoo.com and let us know that you're interested, and we will set it all up. Okay, so feel free to do that. But we are out of here today, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Asaba on our way out and encourage you guys to go on and listen and purchase her music. And until next week on the Continuous of the Virtuous Woman's Mindset. Bye, guys.
Here she go all up in my space. Realized it was so easy for you to